Long Island is a danger zone for pedestrians. That's according to a recent report that found three Long Island congressional districts to be among the highest in the country for pedestrian fatalities. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports.
Two districts in eastern Long Island and one in Nassau are ranked among the nation's top 100 congressional districts when it comes to pedestrian deaths from vehicle collisions. That's according to data collected by the National Complete Streets Coalition. Emiko Atherton is the director of the group. She says changes can be made to create safer streets, and those changes are unique to each community.
So in some places, that might look like a larger street with large sidewalks and street trees, maybe a bus-only lane or a bike lane. But that could mean just a well-marked paved shoulder in a more rural community.
Her group pushes lawmakers to approve federal legislation that would take existing funds and award them to municipalities that adopt safer crosswalk and road standards. The legislation is expected to be part of a larger transportation bill this year. Jay Shaw, WSHU News.